National Basketball Association playoffs, 8 clubs remain in contention for the NBA title, including the 2 that waged a hard-fought battle in last year's NBA Finals, the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs. Both clubs began second-round playoff action with easy victories at home Tuesday night. The 2-time defending champion Heat beat the Brooklyn Nets 107-86, while the Spurs spanked the Portland Trailblazers 116-92. Remember, VOA basketball fans, all of the series in the NBA playoffs are best of 7 games, so the first team to win 4 games advances. The champion Heat were once again led by superstar LeBron James, who scored a game-high 22 points. Veteran guard Ray Allen added 19 points as Miami stayed unbeaten in the postseason. Meanwhile, in San Antonio, Texas, French star Tony Parker had a game-high 33 points and 9 assists for the Spurs, who never trailed in their resounding victory over the Trailblazers. So, San Antonio and Miami are now in front 1-0 in their second-round playoff series. The NBA playoffs continue later Wednesday night in Indiana and Oklahoma. The Indiana Pacers host the Washington Wizards, with the magical and surprising Wizards leading this series 1-0. Go Wizards! And the Oklahoma City Thunder are at home against the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers lead this series 1-0. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City star Kevin Durant, the league's newly crowned most valuable player, accepted the trophy for the first time by giving a heartfelt tribute to his mother, Wanda.
And last, my mom.
I don't think you know what you did. You had my brother when you were 18 years old. 3 years later, I came out. The odds were stacked against us. Single parent with 2 boys. By the time you were 21 years old, everybody told us we weren't supposed to be here. We moved from apartment to apartment by ourselves. One of the best memories I had is when we moved into our first apartment. No bed, no furniture, and we just all sat in the living room and just hugged each other. Because we thought we made it. When something good happens to you, I don't know about you guys, but I tend to look back to what brought me here. And you wake me up in the middle of the night in the summer times, making me run up a hill, making me do push-ups, screaming at me from the sideline of my games at 8 or 9 years old. We wasn't supposed to be here. You made us believe. You kept us off the street, put clothes on our backs, food on the table. When you didn't eat, you made sure we ate. You went to sleep hungry. You sacrificed for us. You're the real MVP.
The voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And Shaka Sali is off this evening. Vincent McCoury will be our Straight Talk Africa host later Wednesday evening at 18:30 UTC. In more NBA news, the Golden State Warriors fired head coach Mark Jackson after 3 seasons with the club. Golden State general manager Bob Myers thanked Jackson, saying he helped make the Warriors a more attractive franchise. The Warriors had a winning record this past season of 51 wins and 31 losses. They lost to another California-based club, the Los Angeles Clippers, in the first round of the NBA playoffs.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled World Cup Penalty Box Music Video, and I salute a handful of Voice of America colleagues who showed off their musical talents in the video. Heather Maxwell, the host of our Music Time in Africa radio program, does a wonderful job on lead vocals in the video. I write in the blog post how Heather is preparing for a trip this month to Rwanda and Cameroon. And while Rwanda has never qualified for the World Cup football tournament, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout out for the indomitable Lions of Cameroon, who will be making their African record 7th World Cup appearance in Brazil next month. Cameroon is in Group A, along with Mexico, Croatia, and host Brazil. Cameroon will kick off its World Cup campaign June 13th when it plays the Mexicans in Natal, Brazil. Meanwhile, Brazil's head coach, Luiz Felipe Scolari, officially unveiled his 23-man World Cup roster on Wednesday. The Samba boys from Brazil are bidding for their record 6th World Cup trophy, and they'll play Croatia June 12th in the tournament's opening match in Sao Paulo. Up front, Coach Scolari selected Bernard, Fred, Hulk, Joe, and the young Barcelona star Neymar. I know Brazilian fans are hoping Neymar finds the net more than a few times during football's premier event. Joining us with more World Cup news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Nigerian head coach Stephen Keshi named a 30-man provisional team for Nigeria's World Cup campaign in Abuja on Tuesday. Keshi confirmed the Nigeria Football Federation gave him a free hand in selecting the squad, which will be whittled down to 23 before the African champions land in Brazil for their World Cup campaign.
The Voice of America, VOA.
The first Confederation of African Football, CAF, Center of Football Excellence, was commissioned in Bankomo near Yaoundé in Cameroon by CAF President Issa Hayatou and FIFA President Sepp Blatter on Tuesday. Hayatou says they have placed the ultra-modern sports facility at the disposal of Algeria, Cameroon, Ghana, Ivory Coast and Nigeria to prepare for their FIFA World Cup campaign in Brazil next month. Hayatou says other CAF football centers of excellence will be commissioned in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and Dakar, Senegal.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
In athletics, South Africa's World Indoor Championship finalist Andre Olifir is aiming high in 800 meters at the IAAF Diamond League meeting in Doha, Qatar on Friday. He has set ambitious targets for this year.
I'm running in Doha the 9th of May. Rhodesia is back, so I think it's going to be pretty quick. Let's hope I can go under the 144.
So you hope sometime this year, hopefully, sub 144 can come?
Yeah, I think if we can take it step by step, let's go under 144 and then we can look for sub 143.
That was South African Andre Olifir, a World Indoor Championship finalist, speaking in Tshwane, South Africa. Finally, Dismas Indiza led David Odhiambo and Simon Ngigi in a 1-2-3 Kenyan triumph at the Burundi Open Golf Championship in the capital, Bujumbura. The contest attracted entries from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Rwanda, Tanzania, Uganda, and hosts Burundi.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Marco Uma mentioned Nigeria head coach Stephen Keshi naming a provisional 30-man World Cup team for next month's football fiesta in Brazil. Among those he selected was Stoke striker Peter Odemwingie, who had been feuding with Keshi. The pair fell out after Keshi omitted Odemwingie from Nigeria's Nations Cup winning team last year in South Africa. The 32-year-old Odemwingie last played for the Super Eagles of Nigeria in a scoreless draw against Rwanda in February 2012. Coach Keshi also recalled 33-year-old captain Joseph Yobo of Norwich City. Yobo hasn't played for the Super Eagles since they lifted the Nations Cup in South Africa last year. Two more players based in England, John Obi Mikel of Chelsea and Victor Moses of Liverpool, are among 19 players selected for the provisional World Cup squad who were on Nigeria's 2013 Nations Cup team. Nigeria is scheduled to play Scotland May 28th in an international friendly match before traveling here to the United States for a training camp in Houston, Texas. The Super Eagles have they've also lined up friendly matches against Greece and the United States ahead of the World Cup. If you're tuning in tonight in Lagos, in Abuja, and other areas of Africa's most populous